ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
The question is, we don't intercede for...
The first question is, you don't pray or intercede through tongues
for a country. Now, a country is a group of people, and they have all kinds of religion there. A country, the gospel that have entered the place, the gospel might have not, they might be enemies, they might be idol worshippers. You intercession for, take note. When Jesus came, He didn't come as an intercessor. He came to provide solution. It is after you are saved, you can be interceded for. You don't stand in gap for a country. Now, listen. You see, the work of intercession, you are defending. You are preventing. You are not interceding for a country. No. What is it that is already on the world? All of us are sinners waiting for judgment. Is that not so?
Yes.
What is the answer? For God so loved the world that He gave, not that He interceded. If the world, what you do to the world is you give them the Savior. Go into all the world and give them the truth. You don't intercede for them. Yes. You don't intercede for them. There's nothing you're interceding for. Now, in the course of giving them the gospel, spirits. What controls the world? Making them not to respond to the gospel. Spirit. What do you do to spirit? How did Jesus deal with every demon spirit? He interceded. He cast them out. And what did He say we should do to demons and spirit? Cast them out. Now the prince of this world is cast out. When it comes to spirit demons, you release authority. That's why He gave a name. So that you can have authority. You don't intercede for the world. There are some things that we have gotten wrong in the body of Christ. Christ, God is straightening it out. We look at the scripture. Jesus clearly said in John 17, I pray not for the world. He said, did you see the
John 17, verse 9.
Verse 9. I pray, can't He pray for the world? I pray not for the world, but I pray for these ones. Jesus presently now is not in heaven praying for the world. He's not praying for the entire world. The scripture never mentioned anywhere. The only thing He will do for the world, He has done. And what should we do? We take the gospel to them. This is very important. One of the things I want to plead with you, that I speak with all the ministers, is that when something has remained long with you, it's always hard to recorrect. But you take note, ask questions, as we clarify, trust in the Spirit of God to make it helpful. Go and study it. We have seen all kinds of things people call intercession. You can only intercede because you are in government. Esther could go to the king on behalf of her people because she was in government. She went there to do what? Intercede. To intercept what Haman is planning to do. Let me ask you. How many of the Jews can intercede? Hope you know the Jews, they prayed for God to respond. But God allowed Esther to both intercede towards the Lord and do what? And take a physical action of intercession. Do you know if they keep praying and there's no action involved? That intercepting, that interceding. A very classic example is Abraham. Did Abraham intercede for Sodom and Gomorrah?
Yes, sir.
No. No. He didn't intercede for Sodom. He interceded for the righteous.
Which are the saints?
He said, if you find 50 righteous, 15 righteous, He didn't say, don't destroy Sodom. Because Sodom, for the wages of sin, is death. Wherever there is sin, God must what? Judge. Already judge. You, listen, you have to understand this. We gave the example of Epaphras, interceding for the saints. Paul, for the saints. Holy Spirit, for the saints. Jesus, for the saints. Moses, for the people. For His people. Do you remember the intercession of Moses? For His people. Now please take note. Sinners, what we can pray for the world, we don't intercede for the world. That's what was said. If you listen to it, we pray for the world. And what's our prayer? That they may be saved. That's the prayer. That their eyes of understanding may be open to listen to the gospel. And in order to do that, we bind. In fact, your prayer is useless until you bind. Do you understand what I'm saying? In fact, the way you pray for the world is to bind the spirit that blocks them from the gospel, and then the gospel moves. That is that. Okay, let's have.
From what you just said, sir.
If a country is coming to wage war against Nigeria, we bind the spirit because that will influence Christians. Understand these things. Somebody is coming to fight against Nigeria. Will he affect the saints?
Yes.
So when you stand in gap, it's for the gospel, the saints. And how do you respond for that war not to take place? You bind the spirit of war.
So that means if you can intercede for Nigeria, we can intercede for cities then.
Whether cities, whether towns, whether nations, you bind spirit. What do you owe cities? That's the problem. He's not getting this. What do you owe cities that don't want the gospel, that don't have the gospel? Gospel. All you own the people of the world is Christ. Let me ask you. When you say, Lord, let there be peace, for what? That people may continue to commit sin. Do you know it's in the atmosphere of faith, of peace, people will build a bar. Brothels will come up. Oh, you're not following. When there is peace, iniquity too is bread. Not just the gospel. Do you know that?
People have time to do
it. People have time to do what is wrong. Do you know what COVID-19 did? It closed down brothels and hotels. So when you pray for peace, God does not answer your prayer of peace for the world. Why are you praying for peace in eternity? The gospel, the saints. It's very important. You see, most of, how many of you have observed that? We pray and now, how many of you have said, but we prayed now, but we prayed. And it looked as if nothing's happening. Because we were standing in the wrong place and standing in the gap for a place. Do you know why we intercede in any country? The believers in that country. And check out through the New Testament. We were told to pray in the spirit with all prayer and supplication. For who? For the saints, not for the territory. Nobody in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, stood up and started praying for the Corinthian community, the Ephesian community. Even when Jesus wrote his letter, he wrote it unto the church in Sardis. Unto the church in Ephesus. Not unto the entire Ephesus. Oh, are you with me?
Yes.
What was Jesus raising in the book of Revelation? The church in Ephesus. Did he raise anything by the idolatry life of the Ephesian place? No. He has no business with them. As far as they are concerned, give them the gospel. They don't receive the gospel, they are under condemnation. So when you are praying, understand the authority you carry and how to administer it. You bind, you release, you ask that gospel visit people, and you know every prayer should be continuous, and you stay on that. But when you are interceding and intercepting, you are in government for a person. It's not for the unbeliever needs the gospel. Let me ask you. Jesus finished the work on the cross. Abi, if you finish something, why are you interceding? Is intercession not work? Why is Holy Spirit interceding? So that believers can stand in the will of God. It shows you the work. If the work is complete, did he even need to give us Holy Spirit in the first place? We should just carry all of us to heaven. No, intercession is standing in gap so that something can be completed to avert a judgment on his people. Now, do you see carnal Christians in Corinthian church? Do you see carnal Christians in Ephesian church? What is Paul saying? I bow my knees so that what? The eyes of understanding may be enlightened. What is that? Intercession. How many disciples have we labored on for long and it looks as if they are not growing? What do? You intercede. Whatever is this, you have come to Christ. What is not making this? Some believers, you know, there are sometimes we hear that a believer is attacked with sickness. Whatever has made him to permit that sickness, what is our duty? We are not going to allow Satan to finish that job. We are going to intercede. We are going to come in between.
That means this prayer that church normally prays, that let's pray for the devil of peace to reign.
It's wrong. In fact, we say,
I prayed it long.
No, I prayed it very well.
So it's like what David, Dr. David was saying.
Yes.
We pray and make
yes. Okay. You know, you see, God will help us. As I'm also trusting that as I'm studying God's word, I just discovered that I'm praying wrong prayers. Lord, we pray for peace in Nigeria. God said, no, there can't be peace. Let's be very honest. Since we've been praying for peace in Nigeria, is there peace? Let's be very honest.
But if the president of Nigeria is now praying for Nigeria for peace.
Watch this. If the leader of the country is asking God, you know, he's the one that writes the law. Did you see that now? He's the one that legislates. Even as he's praying, oh God, I ask for peace. God doesn't answer that peace. God says, write law. You see, understand. You can't just let there be peace. Like peace. God says, I don't have business with that. But you can pray for, but when it comes to the division of the church, you can intercede.
Because I'm part of the church.
Thank you, sir. I'm a part of it. No. You know that sometimes a church is divided and is leading to something that will tear everybody, make more people to backslide. It will cause trouble. What should you do? Stand up and say no. So the ministry of darkness in that place is what? Stop. Because those who intercede are going to receive that Jesus is the high priest. And he has also made us priests. Very important. So, we can pray for the world. In fact, I was shocked when Jesus said, I did not pray for the world. I have been given to the world that through me, the world might believe. For God so loved the world that he gave. That whosoever believes. That's all the world. When the world now comes to Christ, you know, as every believer comes into the intercession of the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ. And you know, Jesus and the Holy Spirit will now ask you to join him. Because he always needs a body. A body that was prepared. That means when anything to be done on earth, God needs a body. See that? What is man that I have mindful of him? So there is a cooperation that is still needed on the earth for some things to happen.
Does that mean when persecution came then in Samaria?
Okay.
Was that the reason why God has sent to flee?
Who?
When the Herod was persecuting the Christians.
Okay.
That Philip and others went to different cities.
Yes.
So, is that the reason why they couldn't stand the gap for the peace of that
now,
city?
Now, look at, when persecution visits a place, Jesus already told us there will be persecution. You can't pray against persecution. No.
Praying against what has already been said is well.
Thank you. Because, understand, you see, this thing is very important. That the accuser of the brethren, the one against the kingdom, is fighting us. Do you understand? You pray for boldness. How did they, please, when they were persecuted and they beat the apostles and they go to report to their people, what was their prayer? Stop the persecution. They understood, they say, grant unto thy servant boldness to witness. Because it's like you should tell sinners not to hate you.
It is natural for them to hate
you. And because you have life, Lord, don't let him hate me. So that we can be laughing together. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? But look at this. When persecution is coming, we can pray for, we can ask the Lord, and we can bind the spirit.
Behind that persecution.
Thank you. We can bind the spirit. We can take authority over it so that our souls there can become poor. And the reason why we bind and take authority is that what? We want the gospel to still take what? Advance in that territory. Because the purpose of the persecution is to move Christians out of a territory. Every persecution has one goal. To take Christians and the gospel out of a territory. That's the purpose of persecution. When?
Okay. Take Christian and the gospel out of that territory.
Out of that territory. Yes. That's the purpose. That's the purpose. That's the purpose of jihadism. Persecution is not just, understand, persecution involves two people. Lucifer, the spirit behind, and the vessels. And what is Lucifer's target? Is to get you out. So that he can reign. So if you occupy Borno State, for example, what will he start doing to villages? He wants to wipe out Christianity. And then put a law so that territory solely belongs to who? Purpose of persecution is to wipe out Christians from a place. Not just to make them more convenient.
Because there's an enemy that
doesn't like that does not want the gospel. Because it's the gospel that stopped the ministry of demons. If persecution arises in any territory where we are, we know one goal it has to drive us out. Because what that means, I cannot the power of the glory. It has to do with the territory. It's territorial. Every kingdom has a domain, has a territory. So when you talk about kingdom, a king in a territory. So when you are doing any work of the kingdom, or you are preaching, that's why the gospel is called the gospel of the kingdom. Satan raises persecution so that he can drive it out. That was the purpose of taking them out of Rome. And that's why you see, he prefers you to flee. When you flee, he occupies that place. After he occupies that place, where you flee to, is still coming there. Now, sometimes we think that when there's persecution in the north, we run down south. We are lying. After he's done occupying the north, then he will face the south. Yes, he will run to the east. When he's done with the south, he will go to the east. Satan is passionate about territory. His church, we Christians that are not passionate about territory. We don't believe in territory. I mean, even physical territory. That we want to occupy this entire state for the Lord. We just want to preach to souls. No, we don't just want to preach to souls. We want to ensure that this territory belongs to our God. And that's what. So we bind the spirit. We ask the spirit behind persecution and all of that to break his hold. You know, sometimes they are planning the thing will just fall. Sometimes they are praying that the thing will just fall. And as it's falling, you are asking that what? The gospel do what? Gain advancement. Do we understand that part?
Yes.
Is there any other question? Yes, producer.
Yes, sir.
You were trying to
yes,
go back to that scripture. He said, if I find 50, I will not destroy the city for the righteous sake. Open it. Let's see.
Righteous.
If I find a Sodom 50 righteous
within the city, then I will spare other places for their sake.
For whose sake?
For their sake.
Mm-hmm. It's not. I don't plan to spare the city, but because righteous people, where are they living?
In the city.
In the city. If I destroy the city, hope you need to offend the righteous. Are you following me, my brother? It will offend the righteous. Okay, God forbid, if something happened to this area now, and all of us have to run away. You know, starting our life back is a labor. In another place. So, there will be inconvenience. Go and read what happened to Lot after. Was his life very convenient? Eh? All the things he gathered in Sodom, they were under fire. He ended up sleeping with his two daughters. Is that a correct life? Are you following my brother? So, when cities are spared, they are spared for somebody's sake. So, the Lord said, I will spare the city. I didn't spare the city because the city is not sinful. I didn't spare the city because I don't want to judge them again because you convinced me. I will spare it for their sake.
So does that mean?
Can we not intercede
You don't intercede for the city. When you intercede for the believers,
yes,
you intercede for the believers, and by interceding for believers, it will affect where they are.
Okay, we want to intercede for a city now.
Okay.
We can just let intercede for the believers in the city so it can cover for
now. You can't just intercede for cities. What did God tell you will happen to that city?
It will destroy.
You see, it's not just want to Anambra now, Lashan. No, there must be something you had from the Lord. And you know that this thing is going to have effect upon the people. So you begin to intercede for the believers there. They will stand strong in you. They will not be discouraged. Lord, we pray. If this will happen, it will affect your work. It will affect your gospel. So Lord, we pray that judgment should be sustained for the sake of your people. Did you see the progress?
Let me use it. Don't you also stand in gap for the land since we are also there?
Now, you cannot intercede and ask the spirit of immorality to leave. No. Spirit of immorality is a demonic spirit that finds its relevance in the fallen nature of man. As long as the fallen nature of man is in a place, it's as if, you know, they said they were trying to pursue rats away from a place. As long as there is something in that house that invites rats, rats will come. You're not with me. How many of you have killed cockroach and rats in your house, but you still find rats?
Yes.
So what is attracting rats?
I don't know.
Is still available in the house. So if you kill some, the other ones, they will come.
So it's more of like saying that
sorry.
Those unbelievers, those people should go. Because there are still something that will still call them back. That thing will still
what I'm saying is that the fallen nature of man is what gives demons ministry. When you give, Jesus said, you cast out a spirit from a man.
Yes, sir.
The spirit will go, and it will.
It
will come back. So understand, we say spirits should go. They are what? If they come back and they find that the space is clean, they will go and bring seven other mortuary demons. So when will your ministry end of standing gap? When you notice that, for example, a place like Idori is the spirit of immorality. The spirit of immorality has a bearing upon the idol they exalt in that land. Listen, every spirit you see in a place operating, it is tied to a worship. Spirit cannot rule except there's an entrance. They can't gain ascent. When you talk about spirit ruling a land, when a spirit gain ascendance, it's tied to their worship. You go to Osho, for example. You know the spirit of adultery is in Osho. Because it's tied to that goddess. Yes. So, understand that. You can't just say, every spirit on all Osho people. No. You can't cast out every spirit from all Osho people. It's bound to that worship. As long as everybody goes to Osho to worship, and they exalt that god, it will rule and reign. But what is your challenge? When that goddess or that spirit begins to influence believers, let me ask you, if all believers in Idori steer clear out of immorality, what do you think begins to happen?
Light will spread.
Listen, should the spirit of the land affect believers?
No.
If it's affecting them, what's your duty? Some pastors have become, they marry three wives. Intercede for the church that is not getting into the world in the land.
And teach them also.
One. And the second one, you teach them. For the land, the spirit that blocks the gospel is what you bind. So that the gospel can do what? Let me ask you a question. Let's say it's possible that everybody in Dori becomes saved. What happened to that spirit? You see, you get this thing. Spirit normally leave if they don't have ministry again. So because they know that they will be useless if they don't have a space. That's why they will block you from giving that. Because there's something that useless them. They beg Jesus, and thou come to destroy us before time. You see that? They were begging because they know that there's no ministry. So imagine you now say, you know what I'm telling you, me too, I've done. You have done it several times. So I bind every spirit of morality. Excuse me, do you know as you are binding, you can bind for 7 years. You still go to that place. You'll be shocked that they say 4 girls are pregnant now by one pastor. And you'll be wondering about me. Is it that God didn't answer? How many of you have prayed to the point that you say, but we prayed now? Why is this? In fact, it has even doubles. Let me ask you. When I've been praying some prayers, we pray, oh Lord, take this child of God. God said to me, you cannot take it out of the world. In the world, you shall suffer tribulation. My peace I leave with you. Has that believers be established in my peace? But as you say, there will be peace in the world. There can't be peace. Go and check history. World War I, World War II, Ojukwu War. There is war. There shall be wars and wars of war. I already told you before it happened because of the fallen nature of man. Now, as that the heart of believers is established and they have capacity to endure to the end. As for prosperity to take over, despite the fact that it's economic hardship. As that the gospel gains at that. You see, that's your intercession. Let me ask you a question. If there is a king in this place now that says gospel should not permit, and then we bind the spirit and suddenly said the gospel should permit, what happened to all the idol worship they are worshiping if the gospel again and again ascendancy? It will lose relevance. So you can't be praying about, you say, I'm going to go to 17 mountains in Idori. I'll stay on this mountain and face the side of the north, stretch my hand and rebuke the spirit of immorality, and then go to another mountain and say, I take authority over everything. No. Take note that all those spirits are injuring one thing. What is that? The gospel. So watch this. Each time a gospeler enters a territory, are you learning?
Yes, sir.
Each time a gospeler, a missionary enters a territory, you know they know him. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They know you. They see the light. Once you enter, and you see every territory, even marked by locations, where there are shrines, wherever you see death, blood being offered consistently, that's an altar. You will notice that they already always happen around a spot. It's an altar. Demons are inhabiting that place. Because their presence is marked by some activities. Are you following me? You can enter two communities and find out that a community, there's a godliness and immorality. You enter another one, it's just smoking and rebellious spirits. You see two territories operate by different princes in darkness but with different manifestations. Are you with me, please? It's very important we understand this thing because me, as missionaries, I've come to say, warfare, learning the warfare skills is very, very key.
What is the spiritual altars?
That's what I'm saying. When you say altars, I don't mean physical.
In what I'm trying to say that in the open states, there's about in Jebu East.
Okay.
Before you enter,
see a particular activity, ruling or reigning, is an altar. Understand these things. Are we following?
Yes,
please. So my brother, bro, just said the point here is that you cannot be. It's like when you get to a bathroom now by the spirit of smoking. You can't bind it. I mean, you cannot intercede for smokers. You can bind the spirit that behind it that makes the gospel not to penetrate.
So it must be kingdom attached.
If it's not kingdom attached, you didn't pray. You know, sometimes some people just say, why is everybody here smoking here? I don't like this thing in our area. You can't send it away because you didn't like it in your area.
Okay, baby.
I'm sorry, let me go here.
I need something when I left because what I wrote here, we bind, we release.
That's what you're saying.
So when we say we bind the spirit of immorality, you know, what you just said, I want to give me light. So
yes. After we bind the spirit of immorality,
then
we now release gospelers. We ask that people influx this place with the gospel. We release people who teaches the gospel. We ask that their mind be clear to begin to become to have inquiry, inquisitive spirit after the gospel. What makes them lose their mind? We bind that spirit and we ask that they are turned. Did you see that?
But we can still address the spirit of immorality.
How do we address it?
By saying we bind the spirit of immorality that is not making this one, that is not making the gospel to have interest in their acts like that.
So when you bind that spirit, you release the gospel. If the gospel did not get to them in time, what will happen to that spirit of immorality? It will come back.
So that means this issue of Islam communism, because I remember then when we were praying for communists to fall in China.
Did he fall? For what purpose?
For the gospel to
fall. Has he raising his head all back in China?
Yes.
Because if the gospel do not move in, and the Pakistan that is coming back is looking as if it's more fiery. So you see, this is the challenge of the church. The missionary church goes into intercession for the saints. Let me ask you, another way you can make intercession is that believers are cool. There's a spirit of lukewarmness and lethargy and, you know, have you seen people, believers, it's only a program that stay them up. They don't have personal fire. It calls for intercession. It calls for intercession.
So how do we pray for somewhere like Saudi Arabia that probably Islam fuses?
Let me ask you, have we been praying against Islam and binding this faith?
Yes.
And it has this stopped Islam for 1,400 years?
No.
What do we do? The spirit that does not, and when we are praying concerning Muslims, let's be very specific. You can't just pray generally in the world. You face a country, you pray for that country, you face maybe North Africa, you pray for North Africa, and what are you saying? We ask that the gospel moving. We bind every spirit that have formed laws and all of that. That the gospel, do you know what is happening in Saudi Arabia now? They are bringing up laws that permit the gospel.
Specific.
If you are praying, please, you bind this. You bind the spirit and then you release. Amen.
Yes.
Are we learning?
Yes, sir.
You bind the spirit, you release. It's very, very important. Some people just think that when you are bind, you just say, I bind. And then when you say, I bind, you walk away.
You have to release.
You have to bind.
So we bind the spirit of immorality, we release the gospel.
You release those who preach the gospel, and then we tell that these people may learn the word of God, and their heart be open to the word of God. And as you say like that, you must be the first to be the answer to that prayer. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Many times we are praying, we don't know that for God to first give us that burden of prayer, we are first the answer to it.
When you receive the body for prayer,
you are an answer to that prayer. especially when it comes to your territory. If I'm not talking about praying generally, when God gives you a body of prayer,
even
for someone, you are an answer to it. So by the time you are saying, Lord, I ask this to be concerning this person, there are practical steps the Lord may ask you to take. You must be willing. That's why you are praying. Sometimes imagine this area now, they are smoking here. They'll say, oh, this one bad voice in our area, I send them away. You tell them away. You can send them away. I bind the spirit that is now making this place a conglomerate of smokers. I bind that spirit. I ask that the gospels visit them. As you are doing that, maybe do that in 2-3 days fasting and prayer. You must not arrange a scene. Because thy will be done. There's a doing of the will. Then you take the gospel there.
But yes, we have seen areas where like people will pray for something like that and it happened.
What happened?
Like, there's a scenario that happened when I was on campus about a certain place that they wanted to turn to all this prostitution house.
Exactly.
And we marched towards to that area, we prayed, and after when we prayed, we left that place.
So they left. That's what you have done. It's not complete. That's not the complete work of that. Because you send them away and you're happy, they will go and start in another place. Are you happy that your area is safe, but another place becomes troubled? Give them the gospel, which is the goal. Are you following these things? Very important.
So when we are answers to touch, we cast down imagination.
Thank you. That's the second place in warfare. You now go to cast down imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the eye of the knowledge of God. As you do that, Satan knows you are a warrior. This person is a warrior. There are few warriors in this kingdom. What is Nigerian church doing? Lord, help thee not. Oh God, revive. So, and they after praying, we turn back. No wonder that prayer has not received express answer. Because when you bind, do you not truly, angels will move into action. How many of you have noticed something about Nigerian persecution and killing? One time, silence. Oh, you've not noticed it. Another time, pa, prayer again. Ooh. He says.
Shh. I have time of silence.
We are supposed to move in. That's the when our leaders should see the president. That's when those cabinet, whatever Christians that are in the cabinet should be called. That's when people in the army should be called. There should be restructuring. There's a time whereby you shall restructuring. It looks as if the president is not giving way. Those that are in the leadership begin to bind that spirit. It's a spirit. When you bind, you begin to notice that it's as if that. How many of you follow me? It's as if that thing is going as if it will favor us.
Yeah.
Only for all of us to keep quiet and say, let's see where it will end. Because they go and do the will. Ask all the people you raise to go and then meet it there. Let me ask you a question. This popular land conflict that happened between these two people. Is it Ogoni people or whatever? You remember? I'm sure the Christians around that territory have been praying. But what happened? When Vice President Shibadu went there and began to legislate, that's when that thing received permanent peace. If not, if they stop killing themselves after some time, the time of peace is time to begin to do that again, put into action. If you do not, what will happen again? Bloodshed will return. That's what is happening. You will notice that a relative peace, 1 month, 2 months, you hear of killings. They've done pocket, maybe done pockets. The angels have held back. Nobody is preaching. No missionaries is being supported. No church is planned. And then you know the funniest thing. People go on air and speak rubbish. Some of those people are on television. They are looking for real gospelers. What I watched yesterday, one documentary after everybody had left, stayed in my spirit that this thing should be done. And that's why I believe in God's mandate that we are doing on satellite TV. Because some nations are watching us that will never contact us. So the Lord just brought to my spirit to begin to do some gospel series on God's mandate. When you preach a raw gospel, the real gospel, because you never can tell where those things have been watched. So some of them are watching, and then, you know, it can shock you that if a grand member may have phone and we browse, that's the time you are ministering while it's on YouTube. Because the angels have gone to hold something back. Maybe that time their money finished. Then that time fuel, no more food. No, everything just on the hearts because God has dispelled their weapons. But as the time you receive, hallelujah, let's just, how many of you have noticed that in the last 3 months that there's nothing? He said, we bless the Lord. Can we just give God praise? Can we just thank Him for His faithfulness? By the time you reach the next month, the thing picks up. Because thy will be done. Not thy will be said. Not thy will be prayed alone. But thy will be done. The doing part. No wonder the spirit is growing seriously. Because believers, after you show them the will of God, to do it is the trouble. Let me ask
so
you.
Can we say that the healing of the land is dependent on the saints? So we pray for the saints. Then land.
And look at that scripture that we always Chronicles. If my people is their land, the land they promised them. Take note, they are different. You see, let me ask you. Believers are not the owner of the land of Nigeria. They are not. God will keep this land for our sake. He is asking them, and then you know, children of Israel, once they sing, the land itself will respond. Nothing will grow. So God said, okay, we heal this land. Because you people are sinners, that's why this is happening. So if you humble yourself and you are correct your own attitude, things will produce for you. But concerning Nigeria, we are not the owner of the land. Everybody has rights to whatever, you understand? We are not a special people called by God out of somewhere, given a covenant and a law. Do you understand? But for us, what is our land? The church. The terrain of the gospel. Do you know we can begin to pray that we need many children of God in government? Steer up your children. Let them go to government and let them win. You see, you can intercede so that we can be part of government. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
When we begin to learn to pray properly, all of us, including me, I have done that and I'm feeling that we should repent that, Lord, I didn't know that we cannot pray like this. You understand? And say, Lord, please help me. Now that I have learned that, you know, in the place where you are authorized, watch this. I have capacity to tell this person, move away from there. And I'm not saying, will you move? If you don't want to move, I am ready now. I'm ready now. Because I am here to defend this territory. Did he send him to tell him that? You didn't understand?
Yes, sir.
You know the work of intercession. They say, this land, it belongs to God. Oh, so I'm ready now. You didn't do anything. You say, I'm ready. Oh, if you think you want to advance, you cannot advance. Oh, that's, it's not to the enemy you do that. Hey, nothing. You don't understand. All you tell him is, leave. This place is not the place you should be. And when he says leave, he goes and stands somewhere, watching what you will do next with the place you send me out from. He will now say, aha, you send him away. You now move away. He will come back there. And when he comes back there this time, he will build gates. Let me ask you a question. Do you know that everywhere Islam has occupied is now more hard to penetrate? Former Christian nations that Islam has occupied is now hard to penetrate. Because every return of your enemy is a stronger return. He returns more powerful and more fierce. He will establish laws that will make anybody that wants to dare it. It will be big. Is it clear?
Maybe, I'm sorry, sir. In fact, I've never seen...
He made... In John 17, Jesus made both request and then interceded for the people. That they may stand perfect in the will of God. That they will not fall away. You know that, that kind of
thing. So the second, so first Moses chapter 2 is distributing intercession for
the saints and
saints. It's categorizing all men, saints.
Exactly. It should be open. Where is that?
First Timothy chapter.
Two. You'll see what. First Timothy chapter 2. First Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Yes.
I exhort therefore that first of all
supplications
prayers
intercession
and
giving of thanks
be made for
all men yes
for kings
mm-hmm.
and for all that are in authority that we may lead a quiet and
peaceful life.
That we may lead
the believers
that we the believers. Okay,
and you see Bible is consistent. Why must prayer be made for kings, for all men, those authority and all of that? There are people that want to stop us from advancing the gospel peacefully. So, and if you look at the application of prayer, what are we praying for them?
Verse 4, we have all men to be saved.
Did you see that?
Verse 4, yes. Sir.
So our prayer for them self is what? I said it's what? According to verse 4.
Verse 4.
That they may be saved. And how do you pray for somebody under the influence of the devil to be saved? How can you enter a strong man's house without first buying him the strong? Is it practical? Very practical. Deliverance. What do you call familiar spirit? This spirit has a familiar spirit. When you say, this person has a familiar spirit. Please go and, if they, you know, some people used to interrogate spirit. When the Bible says, cast them out. But they interrogate spirit beyond normal. What's your name? Which gate did you enter? How did you enter? That's not a conversation. You mean, what will only what is your name? Your allegiance, okay, come out. But which name? What's the address? How did you first of all come in? What is your name? Me, I am Anduaka. What's the next one? Balamu. Third one. You are going to 67, so you cannot stop at 58. If you go to deliverance, whatever, you'll be shocked at what some people are doing with deliverance. Now, when you are casting out, when you are speaking to spirit, when you are doing anything with spirit, you bind them and you cast them out. Familiar spirit. Go, those that have said familiar spirit, go and find out. It's always a spirit that grew with that person. That he got from childhood. That is used with and it has become lifestyle. And some spirits, even the person does not want to give it. That's why they call it familiar spirit. Those are spirits that is hard. They take your time in deliverance. Because even the person is used to that way of life.
You will enjoy it.
Thank you. You will enjoy it.
When the spirit is gone, you'll be missing
the life. You'll be missing the life. I remember the case of somebody that spirit was tied to bamboos. And she said she talks with the bamboo. And you see, you know somebody that by the spirit of loneliness, that's the spirit we saw. Loneliness, and every time she wants to be alone with her bangles. By the time you tear the bangle, it's already a familiar spirit. She'll be looking for another bangle. So, and then that's one side of it. The other side of it is any spirit that is familiar with you is a familiar spirit. You know, let me talk that will start offending some people here. Amen. If Indomie is familiar with you, I want to cast out.
Yes, baby, I have a question.
No. Yeah, no, I didn't say anything. It's not demon voice, it's familiar spirit. Hallelujah. You know, which one is also familiar? Don't let me start mentioning because some people will live here now. Familiar spirit. Eat bread. It's presented to you and the smell makes you come to your concentration. You have a familiar spirit. If beans and dodo is added, it makes you shift your break time from 6 to 12. And you can pray in a rush. You have a familiar spirit. So we cast them out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It looks funny, but actually some of those spirits are familiar spirits. Okay, when you talk about communion, when God made Adam and Eve, he didn't make them to pray. There was no request. There was no supplication. There was no intercession. There was nothing. All they had was communion. He comes, he discusses, he shares with them. That was what they had. We never heard of any singing. We never heard of any worship. He said, I want to create man in my image, my authority and character, that they may have dominion over the earth, my representatives. And I want to be with them in a love relationship. And then the Father, the Son, and the Spirit came together. And so we so communion. That's why Paul returned back to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, the fellowship. And then it's also beautiful to see Jesus restore and give us a foretaste of that communion when he ate the Lord's Supper with us, the Last Supper. Are you with us? And that's what we call it Holy what? Holy Communion. It's a communion between Jesus and the saint. You know, eating the body and the flesh of Jesus is communing with him, dining with him. And that shows something that by drinking the blood of Jesus and the flesh of Jesus, it has made us a part of heaven. So every time heaven looks down, they see their people here. Because in us now is the blood and the flesh of Christ. By faith. It's huge. It's very huge. So communion is greater than prayer. Communion produces prayer. The highest is not just to pray. The highest is communion. Let me ask you a question. If God can, let me ask you. Look at the life of Abraham. What is more than I build an altar? God comes and tells me, this is what I will do. Don't do like this. Don't do like this. I will bless you. What is bigger than that? God came and passed near my house and said, let's branch. Let's tell him what to do. What's greater than that? Did you see Abraham pricing himself in for hours? Is he going to glory in hours? Do you know, let me ask you, how many hours do you think he spent with the angels talking the day they were eating? We don't know, they were just there doing what? Maybe they spent 5 hours. Maybe they spent 6 hours. Maybe they have been there since afternoon till evening. Communing. Thank you. Because I thought about it that they said they quickly rush now, prepare, dress it, make it neat. Then they told Sarah to prepare cords of milk and all of that. Just people were sitting for food to be ready. What was he doing? Communing. Was he holding the leg of one? When I saw, I said, Lord, first give me communion and lead me to pray. You know, communion itself, you will say it produces praying. What will you call communion today? You call it prayer. Do you understand it?
Yes, sir.
But you see, understand that. Don't, because we've reduced prayer, we've misunderstood prayer. In fact, the whole of praying is housed in what? Communion. It should be communion. Where he shares, and he shares with you. And from there, a body can come, which is intercession. From there, something can grip. You know why you shed tears before God? Let me ask you a question. If you're in a good relationship before your father, do you shed tears in the presence of your father? You just come to your father now. For no reason.
I don't feel like crying today.
For no reason. No. What brings tears? There's a need. I want you to understand these things and don't form anything before God. Imagine God just saying, you come to our presence, no tears, no crying. What do you want me to do? Because why Jesus restored us is to father, son, father, daughter. And that's a place of family. Imagine if me and my wife are people that always share. When we say, we just start crying. Ah, my wife. And that's how we talk. What kind of relationship is that?
No, my food should be served.
I want us to understand. You see, praise the Lord. I don't want to say prayer is my area of specialization. Because the thing wounded me, I have to study. I study though. That's why you don't play all those nonsense things around me, I will not allow you. Communion. Look at Adam and Eve. How do you think they were moving about in the garden? Please picture it. And then when God comes to fellowship with them, I see it like, you know, my wife used to say something in that thing. When Jesus Christ rose from the dead and later came to the shore of the river, you see all of them came to meet
like
him.
Children.
Like children. Our Father who art in heaven, does that look like just the same shed tears where? Hello. It even started on a positive note. Amen. Do we understand? But when do we come with tears? We saw a need. Somebody is suffering, Lord. Master. It's not the master that makes you cry.
Yes.
The ideal answer in time is not the tears. It's the need. The body. So you see, it's like when you are not crying, what does it do to your father?
What happened? It's like it touches the heart of Christ.
Thank you. Your father now says, what happened? What's going on? Said it's a need. Only you can respond. What's that? Then from there, God said, go there, take authority. Go there. You see these things. A vibrant relationship. I don't want acting. I'm fine the name of Jesus from it. And one time I was so disturbed. The Lord said, how many of your prayers have I not answered? Because you are troubled now. This one I did it. This one I did it. This one I did it. So what's your stress? When I ask you, come and stay with me for 7 days. If you cannot stay, you are breaking something about our relationship. Because you are telling me, that what that means is that there are other things important than staying with me. And I want you to prove that. Sacrificing that means a lot to me. Sacrificing other things to be with me means a lot to me. And by that, I say this one that will stay with me. You know you can be with him. You want to come and pray. You just start seeing me. Sing, worship. You are just there. You are communing. Don't let anybody come and tell you that until you're, you know, that message brought being preached sincerely for me. Oh God. It's as simple as simple. It so encouraged my heart. This is praying. Look at. And as they are, thank you, brother. And as they were preparing the meal, when the thing got ready, hope you know they don't have gas that time. Thank you, sir. Firewood. How does it do? No, the boy is turning the thing. It's not, you know, and all of that. If it's a pot, now you put everything inside it and then you see. So, but maybe we should look at how they eat in those days. You have to keep the thing. You have to put it inside and you are rolling it, you are turning it, and then you slice it, you prepare the milk and all of that. What were the angels waiting for? They're waiting for the food, but their object is who? Abraham. They were talking. Maybe they even talk other issues that the Bible didn't capture.
Because for them to see for that, they might have discussed
a lot of things. And then, guess what? After eating and all of that, Abraham was doing what? See, escorting them. That's communion, brethren. I saw that in my Bible. I said, Lord, I don't care what others are looking for. Thank you, my dear wife. From communion, they now said, but there's something. So, some of you just want to come. I want to go and intercede. For what? Who asked you to come? Who initiated it? What is the body behind it? What are you doing? Please don't disturb me. I'm interceding.
I'm interceding you.
No. And as a commune, oh, this will not be good. You know, we've been with you since morning. I will now not tell you about this or that one. We have fellowship together. Do you know in worship you cannot see secrets?
Yes, sir.
No, just say, my son, there's something. I don't know. You are in the middle of one high time. Yeah. Well, you just introduce one thing, come sharply. See, this thing you have to respond to it. Sometimes God will come and tell you something about your mother. Now you will shock your mother. So there's something that is going to happen. Call them now. Tell them like this. And sometimes the discussion continues. I know when the Lord came to me and told me about the secret idol of my mother's house. When I described it to my mother, I think she was shocked because those idols were been existing before I was born. And I gave the full description of it. I've been so threatened because sometimes I used to say, but they are healing the sick. God said, is it all people I call to heal the sick and raise the dead? Go and check. Which miracle did the Barnabas do? And there are miracles that are recorded after the apostles. They say they are apostles by the hand of the apostles. There are notable ones with the son with Peter. There are others with Peter and John. There are others with Paul. Does it mean others didn't heal the sick? They did. But don't be too... Let me ask you. Which one is important? That people are getting sick and are getting them healed, or that people stay healthy? The Lord brought it to me what at one time. He said, it's an insult for you to be praying for healing for my children. You are supposed to feed them with the word that makes them healthy, so that they can in turn go and deliver the oppressed. Am I speaking to you?
Yes,
it's not the perfect will of God to do miracle service for Christians. It's not the will of God. If the spirit that raised us from the dead dwells in you, he will quicken your mortal body. God is still doing that now because God is permitting it. That's not the perfect will of God. Okay, excuse me. Children of God that are coming to church, rather than what is making them not to come? It's poverty, sickness. So what must you first do? Heal them of it. Do you understand? But once you heal them of it, through the miracles of God, what must you do? Yes. Teach them, because you know, if you are not careful, next 4 years, they will come with another one.
Yes.
It was here that was it. Next one will be eyes.
Yes.
So they will keep you in a perpetual what? Yes. Healing ministry for who? People that ought to be deliverers. Yes. Understand that. When we are praying for our servant of Christ, you see, Lord, let them move from here. Imagine that this one was healed. They said, well, God healed me of so in 2017, but later another sickness showed up. Why did it show up? What were you taught? How were you trained?
And that's why you see our labor on every sick person is that he must get the seed of the word that makes him permanently whole. That's what God showed me. And he said, we should start laboring for that. So that more Christians can heal the sick. Do you understand what I'm saying? We will not focus on one man, but we'll start seeing that Christians are healing the sick because they themselves have discovered the secret of not being sick. The anointing has a place. The teaching of the word of God through revelation is what sustains them. Do you know that? Do you know where we need all these our fathers that heal the sick? Where do we need them? Not just believe. That Muslims that are, you understand what I'm saying? Not believers. It's an insult to these believers should understand why you should not be sick again. That should be our labor. That should be our teaching. What Christ purchased for you, you should not lack. None that will give you through the anointing, and then another time we give you again. Another time we give you again. That's what we. Is that, does that not call for intercession?
Yes, sir.
Some of our servants, do you know, truly, the anointing is upon them. Do you know God called them and put upon them? But God must give them grace to administer it in the right proportion.
Mm.
Do you know some of these are some of the people? They have anointing that can cause candle to stand still.
Mm.
But where are they using it?
Mm.
Please understand where our intercession is. Now God called me to intercede. And I say I'm not on the TV. And now that I should stay in my place. I need somebody come near me. I say, we've noticed you, God. You don't get sick. I said, I cannot because this is what God showed me. You know, I can invite that person to the same grace and he gets healed. Oh, we're not with you. After he gets healed, he can stay healthy. His ministry of healing.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we are not following this. Yes, you know, many of you, instead of you to do the ministry of healing, you're looking for the anointing of healing.
Anointing of healing, that is anointing to heal
people. To heal people. Rather than do the ministry
teaching people
for healing. Now, one time I was wondering and I was saying all kinds of things. But it's as if the Lord was drawing my attention that you don't even know how many people abuse you to heal. But because you know, anointing is good now. I mean, Joe, they're telling me. Hey, anointing is good. Anointing will bring wealth to our ministry. Uh-huh. So, but I found out that Jesus, the healer, wants people to make the remain whole, not just healed. Hallelujah. Amen. So did you get that communion part? Before we go to your question, did you get that communion part? Communion. Let me ask you, how many of us will go to heaven to go and pray? How many of us will go to heaven to go and pray? Some people are prayer addict that they plan to pray. They still plan that we will labor till we enter. When we enter, we still labor. You can go on laboring. But when we get to heaven, it's communion that shall remain.
Yes, sir.
Communion with God.
Lord help. Communion with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know how it's going to be, but I know it's going to be
beautiful.
No, but why is it that those in there were able to eat physical food with them?
That's another dimension. Because each time well, that's a question. That's a good question. Angels coming to the earth to speak with Abraham, they can't step onto the earth until they become man. Not born, but they were translated.
Yeah, that's like the angel that
appeared to Samson. If angels want to come to the earth to commune with man, like a man, they have to translate. Else, they will talk from their glory realm, and that can scare you. If you see the height of an angel, instead of you to wait to hear, you will run. Yeah, they say, we want to give you God's message. No, because what you will see. Do you see what Ezekiel, when he saw, he fell. There's no more spirit in him. They had to touch you to see stand up. So all of us that want the angelic ministry, if you really see one angel, you won't pray again. Do you know, there are some times that if you are praying, if one angel just stand in front of you, massive. Anytime they invite you to come and pray in the secret place, you rather want to stay outside. It will take God to translate you. You can have a few transfiguration for you to match that vision, to match that sight. That's when you find out that if God was to give it, was to be giving us vision of the spiritual as we are like this, none of us can stand spiritual things. That's why God is not appearing to us. Because God knows if I appear, to even talk to me will be hard.
So it's good I come to your level. I speak in your spirit, I talk to your thoughts and all of that, and you speak with me. Because if I have to come the way I am, you will melt. If angels were to be coming their glory, that's why most of the time they have to take me into vision to see them. That's why some people say, and it was the vision, Ezekiel, vision, Daniel, vision. But if you are to see them as you are like this, you will be afraid. Fear will come. So, now look at Abraham's case. They wanted to enter, because they were going to Sodom to see. They have to enter as men. So they were coming. So as it must be translated. And that's what they told to me, sons of men. Angels have capacity to translate. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. This is getting interesting. I don't want to go into it. Because if you don't do that, ministry of healing is every believer who have been called as priests. And we are all connected to Christ the healer. So we are supposed to carry a ministry. So if you look at it, all of us, oh God, the way we have celebrated healing is something simple. We saw in the Bible there is instantaneous healing, there is gradual healing. So all of us are supposed to carry on the spirit of the ministry of healing, and we get a lot of people healed. A lot of people will be healed. So a lot of people will be healed. And you see, the problem is that if I start to minister healing to you, and it takes some time to heal, you don't see me as a great man of God. You don't.
Yes, sir.
Because I gave you the seed that encouraged you. You started studying. And then you just come in and one day that the Lord has helped me now. You don't see me as a master of God. You see me as a brother.
Yes, sir. It's true.
But if I lay hands on you, and fire enters you, and then you the things appear, you see that I am called.
Yes, sir.
No. No. Now, the anointing to heal on all of that is needed for unbelievers and the edit. By those special miracles and things that are done, miraculous things, what happens to hard lands? Suddenly everybody turns to Christ. But because they turn to Christ, does that mean they will be sick again? Will now, after we get them healed, we will now start the ministry of healing so that they remain healthy. Are you following this? So, it's very important. And it's not just a servant of Christ. That's the point I mean. When you just minister healing and tell people how to receive healing, how to stay healing, is to train every believer to begin to minister healing to fellow believers. Do you understand? Encourage and train and teach and apply the word of God to faith so that people stay healthy. Do you know that I'm believing God, I'm still pleading with God in this area. Amen? Still trusting God in this area, that Christians should not be found in the hospital except for childbearing. I mean, child delivery. If a Christian is in the hospital, a child of God, the rest of the body of Christ should go there until he is what? Healed and stay healed. That would be right. Imagine that Christians came. This man that was by your bed got healed. This woman that was at your bed as a Christian got in. And you are now a Muslim. What will happen to you? You will call them and say, please, what is going on? They said this person is supposed to spend 5 months. He has just spent 2 months. You see, there are some healing that it will take 7 months to recover. But because of the ministry of healing, it will take 2 months. So you see, we need to understand. So we diversify to healing now. You need to understand. It was fast tracked because something was ministered to your spirit. Even doctors do not testify that the drug we give you should take 17 days. But it just took 5 days. It's healing. The operation that was done for you, you should not recover under 3 years. But you've taken 3 months to recover. What's going on? That's healing. What we see by the anointing, God wants to convince some people. That is power is real. So let me ask you. There are sometimes I'm asking for the anointing. Where is not needed? I give an example. I went to preach in a place and then, is anybody sick here? Please come out. What am I looking for? I'm telling you, I was wrong. I wanted to demonstrate what? Anointing. All these people are Christians. They are saved. And I want to pray for them and ministers. And what should you do to a believer? You teach a Christian. You preach. You minister healing by the anointing to people that are not saved. People that it is through sin
That is, at any time to their lives, what do you first get to? You get them to repent, cleansing and all of that, that you need to minister to them. By this, what do you think will happen to areas when you discover that in this hospital, have you noticed that hardly the Christians fall sick and enter here? Only sinners and Muslims. What kind of testimony would that bring? I go back to James 5. Look at the language. Is any sick? So they didn't expect it to be. You understand? What is any? It's not, since all of us are sick, let's pray. Is any. Paradventure. This is not the normal, whatever. Because Paul later said, that's why some of you fall sick and some of you fall, die. Why? You eat the Holy Communion in an unjust way. You remember that scripture? So it means that because they did not discern the Lord's body, some of them fell sick. So naturally, the early church people don't fall sick. Why? They continue steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and doctrine. It was such a serious time that if you die in the early church, they wake you up. Remember that brother Eutychus? He fell down. May God restore those years even amidst us in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. They will just wake you up that you can't die in a spiritual meeting. You know, it's as if it's like an aberration that we are holding a Christian service and you die. No, you can't die. Except that he told us that he came to pick you home. And if it is not persecution that visited us, do you understand? Mm-hmm. Help us. Mm-hmm. Were we helped? We learned a little.